Time for morning conversation. We welcome in an old, familiar face. Not that I'm suggesting he's old, but with now the Blue Stars Drum and Bugle Corps Director Brad Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. It's great to be back.
Yeah, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. I am looking older, by the way. I know that's definitely the truth. So
you got in town around the end of May?
Yes. We moved in May 27th. We did have some section leaders and members who moved in a couple days before that, though, just to get set up and ready to go.
Tell me about what you're working on this year.
We haven't officially announced our 2022 production, so I'm going to bite my tongue for a second here. But we are working on our show. I think this is day 19 of spring training. We have our premiere in Detroit at Ford Stadium, Ford Field, on the 28th. So we are just working on our show. We have almost all of it on the field. It is in six parts that you've been hearing, and we have almost the entire show on the field at this point.
Brad, how many kids are involved? And I'm sure they're from all over the country.
Oh, yeah. We have 165 members from all over the country and the world. We have three international members who came to us from Japan. We have members from the Pacific Northwest to Florida, Southern California to New England, and points in between.
Now, did you have a show last year?
We did have a show last year. Last year, our show was called At the Top of the World. It was based on the Broadway show In the Heights. And it was a different season given the pandemic. We only toured for 2 weeks. We were here a little bit later in the summer because of that shorter tour. It still ended on the same date that we usually do, which is this year, I believe, is the second weekend in August, and we always finish up at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis.
Sure, where the NFL Combine is and, of course, where the Colts play. We're talking with Brad Harris from Blue Stars. How is the pandemic continuing to affect you?
Well, that's a great question. It's changed much of what we do. We take extra precautions, to maintain the bubble as much as possible. We do testing, and we, wear masks if necessary, and we because we live in such close proximity, and there are staff members who are coming in and out from all over the country, they're not here for the entire duration. We just have to take extra precautions. If there's even the flu, stomach bug, cold, something rips through the drum corps, it can lose a lot of time. And rehearsal time is really important because there's so many details, so much to work on. We can't lose any time, to be honest with you.
And in addition to that, Brad, you got a day like today where it's threatening rain. What do you do in that case?
Well, it's a challenge. It's the ever-present challenge, the weather, because we're an outdoor activity. Fortunately for us today, usually Wednesday evenings, folks around town might notice it's a free block. So they frequent, local businesses, restaurants. Scooby-Doo's is extremely popular. Almost every member of the Corps has a Scooby-Doo's T-shirt. And I've seen Scooby-Doo's T-shirts all over the country, which is kind of fun.
Today
made the decision to take the morning off instead because it looks like it'll be clearing. So we can modify the schedule. But, one of the great things about coming to Forest City and spending so much time at Waldorf University is they have such great facilities for our use, so we're able to go inside if necessary. Try to stay outside as much as possible, though, but on a day like today, we can adjust.
This has got to be pretty special for you because now you're director and you get to come back home, as you have in the past, as you've been working with the Blue Stars, but it's got to be pretty neat for you.
It is. It is. Personally, it's very stressful, I will admit, but it's also it's a cool opportunity to come back, and I know so many people, and they know me, and every time, it's kind of funny, every time I go to the grocery store, or I go to the hardware store, or wherever I go, even if I'm with drum corps people, I run into people, and I stop and chat, and they're like, you must know everyone. It's like, well, this is the small community, this is what we do, this is the way it is, so, it's a bit of a running, I wouldn't say a running joke, but we talk about it, and it is fun. I will say, we moved in, the section leaders moved in a couple of days early, and as we were chatting and prepping for the season, a handful of them said how much Forest City means to them. One even made the comment they didn't realize how much they needed to come back to Forest City. So that when I hear stuff like that, it's pretty special, and I understand that so many of our members are coming from large metropolitan areas, and this is a very different experience for them, but they always leave really appreciating it.
Brad, as director, what are your day-to-days? I know it's far-reaching.
That is another really good question. It really depends on the day. If it's raining, obviously it changes. Fundamentally, what my job is just to maintain open communication between the members, the staff, the administration, just making sure our mission and goal, mission and values are being adhered to. We wake up in the morning, we eat, we have breakfast, then we go to rehearsal, and then we eat again, and then we rehearse again, and then we eat, we rehearse, we eat, and then we go to sleep. So making sure that, everyone's communicating. For example, if we have to adjust the schedule slightly, we have to make sure that the food truck is notified. They produce 4 meals a day, and that's 4 meals for over 200 people. So there's just lots of moving parts. And that on top of, making sure we're maintaining the health and wellness of the members, communicating. It's a very physically demanding activity, rehearsing for hours and hours every day. So if there's an injury, we have to make sure that that person is, taken care of if they need to run to the clinic. So there's just lots of moving parts and lots of communication. So that's in a nutshell, but it kind of depends on the day.
Now, these people that are performing are really young. I mean, they're from, late teens to almost mid-20s.
Yes. Well, the maximum age is 21. We do have a couple of 22-year-olds, but they age out at that time. But the youngest members are 17. I think we have one or two 17-year-olds, so it's 17 to 21.
Okay. And it's pretty rigorous, and they how many hours a day they rehearse, it becomes hopefully muscle memory at some point.
It does. I mean, we call it relentless repetition. To just perfect what's happening. There's a lot of demands. A lot is being thrown at these members, and a lot of them are music ed majors, looking to become, future band directors or, but many of them are not. Many of them just love the activity, and it is very demanding, and we rehearse hours a day, and we will continue to rehearse hours a day until August 14th, which is the day after what we call DCI World Championships, which are, again, in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Talking with Brad Harris from Blue Stars, and there's a community appreciation coming up on Sunday.
It is on Sunday, this Sunday the 19th. It is at 6 p.m., which is a change from what we originally were going to do. Originally, we were going to be at 7 p.m., but we've changed it to 6 p.m. Because there is a municipal band concert at 7. So if you're seeing it anywhere that it's at 7, that is now incorrect. It will be 6 p.m. And we'll give a brief preview of our 2022 production. And we're really excited. It's the first performance of the season that we have, so we always work towards it, and it's a really important moment for the performers.
Brad, if people want to see the whole shebang, where's the closest place you're going to be regionally?
Sure. Well, we do have our home show, and a great show to attend would be in La Crosse. The Blue Stars are based out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, and there's a great show there. There will also be a show in the Ankeny area. There's kind of been a traditional Celebration in Brass show down there at Ankeny High School, and that is in mid-July. I believe it's July 17th or 18th. But those are kind of the closest. We start. Our first show is on June 28th in Detroit, and then we start to hit lots of different points in the Midwest, and then we start to make our tour down to Texas, across Mississippi, Alabama, till we get to Atlanta, Georgia, start heading north to Allentown, Pennsylvania, and then we make our way again to Indianapolis.
Then you get to Indianapolis. What's that look like?
Well, there are 3 days of competition there. There's prelims, semifinals, and the finals. And it's just all of the drum corps from across the country and some from around the world, if they've decided to travel, will make their way to Indianapolis. And in our division, we're the world-class division. There are 24 corps, so they all will meet there, and they will compete and perform.
Very good. Brad, good to see you.
It's great to see you, too. It's always fun to be back in town, and just really appreciate the community support. And I hope the community understands that this is a really important place for so many of our members. They really appreciate it here.
And we're glad you're here.
Thank you so much.
Brad Harris, director of Blue Stars Drum and Bugle Corps, community performance Sunday at 6 p.m. at Bolstor Field on the Waldorf University campus. For Brad Harris, I'm Mark Scar on KW Morning Conversation.